Welcome to the Mucked Up My Self-Care podcast.
I'm Jill from New York.
And I'm Linda from Tasmania.
We are two moms from opposite sides of the world who are living, demonstrating, and helping moms across the world build their self-care asset bank.
Ready to dive in? Messy, interrupted, imperfect, and most of all, mucked up. Let's get going. Hello. Here we are again. Can you believe it? Number 50.
Oh my God.
50. It's like we were just doing five a minute ago.
but that's so funny because we just talked about episode one on Clubhouse as a recording. Yep. So, yeah.
Yep. What a full circle.
Yep.
So let's start where we always do with highs and lows. Let's incorporate that into the Clubhouse room next week because we've completely missed that today. Gosh, I'll write that down. That's an up level.
I'm going to put that on the agenda.
Good stuff. Right.
Highs and lows. Do you want to go first? Yep. Or do you want me to shout
my I'll jump in. Yeah, sure. So let's start with a low and end with a high. I think my low would be just housework overwhelming stuff, just the little things like cereal spilt on the floor that's now all over the carpet and just the things that mothers see, maybe. And, yes, maybe other people don't see it, maybe other people choose not to see it, but I see it and I have my housework slot for tomorrow morning, like 12 hours away. And so between now and then, I need to just go, you know what? It's not on my calendar. It's not on my calendar. It's not on my calendar. It's coming up. It can be dealt with on the calendar when it comes up. So that's interesting to go through that process. Because, of course, I just want to jump in and try and do it. And I have other priorities today. That's okay. And my high would be definitely starting to wrap up collection three for Stories of the Sunday Roast. Finally, by the time this podcast comes out, it will be published. Finally, it feels like it's been a long time coming. I had 82 pages of transcript for my final chapter. And I think I've got it down to 8 or 10 pages. So it's been quite a journey knowing what to leave in and take out and how to make it all work together and all those sort of things and wonderful conversations to think back on as well.
So impressive.
I would do it all again, definitely.
Well,
just with some more wisdom. And
yeah.
Well, funny that I will be doing it all again.
The project's not stopping there.
No. No, of course not.
There's not this one volume that's going to be available.
No. Anyone who knows me for 5 minutes might, realize that's not gonna happen. Anyway. Over to you, highs, lows. What have you got?
This was an event filled week. I think between meetings that have happened, book church vision board, and this is again for this week that we're recording it, that's what's happening. Like the timing is off for when you're listening, but yeah, that was big. So I guess I'm melty and kind of sick at the same time and I'm exhausted. So the energy putting out is my high and the energy I'm not putting in is my low.
Push pull. Yep.
So right now it's just pull and no light.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I hope you have some space on your calendar to.
I have planned after we are done recording to go take a bath. Set me up. He's like, I asked him if he would take care of bedtime. He said, sure, why don't you I asked him, what would you suggest for self-care? And he said, how about you take a bath because you haven't taken one in a while? So,
Oh,
cool. Do you think
lovely.
it's too bedtime and I could take a bath? And he said,
Oh,
I'm so excited because,
that gives you space. Yeah. Yeah. And thinking back from 51 to 50 episodes as well, the space that we have had to have these conversations, even though we might be tired and all energy out and not much in, I'm so glad that we've committed ourselves, commitment, word of the year, committed ourselves with heart to, yeah, just have this space because it means so much to me in so many ways. So, yeah. And it is a safe space, really. Yeah.
I don't think if we didn't have this kind of a what is the right word? Security. I mean, it's outside of our comfort zone, but it's still like this nice nest in a way that I would say is a place where I'm comfortable having these conversations, but I'm also aware of what do I need to be saying out loud too. So I don't know if it was more of the extreme where we didn't feel comfortable in a space where there was something mismatched that we'd even be able to consider this self-care, because I know that's one thing we say frequently is that our conversations when we record in and the times where we meet but we don't get to record are, I mean, they didn't make them your, they made them to your top five conversations, and
Yeah.
it's it really is evident, I think, of one, the growth that we had, that this is a safe space for us. And we are always hoping that this becomes a safe space for every listener.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's happened through our relationship growing as well.
Yeah.
Us getting to know each other better, us feeling more comfortable with each other, us having a clear direction of what we want this podcast to do and what we want it to be about and who it's for and why it's here. And like so many questions that we have now much clearer answers to than we did probably in episode one as well. And safe space, inverted air quote. Commas is such an overused internet term. Oh, it's just a safe space for everyone and that sort of thing. But in this context, in this environment, what do you think safe space means?
It's when I think of a safe place or a safe space, I'm brought back to a mission that my campus pastor from college had up here on Long Island with me. And she was looking to build a place that was a safe place for people to come and meet and talk about what they believed in, and what was sacred to them. So it's this place where I can be in communion with others and this community of other people who aren't going to judge me and that will let me say my piece and maybe not agree, but will respect what I have to say and how I feel. What about for you?
Yeah, I just love the fact that we can have that respect and express ourselves in a way. And maybe that could be harder in a group of 10 if we had, oh gosh, if we had 10 people hosting a podcast, imagine how much cat herding and hang on, let's just send my brain into a tears for 1 minute. It'll let me come back and refocus. Anyhow, yes, I think it takes a certain direction and leadership from us to be able to get to that as well. And it may be different as a listener. It may be different as somebody who is searching or looking for that. I think you do need to know somebody on a level and trust them. And here comes a little stroller with a teddy in it into my office. I thought we were going to get away with not having any kids in this episode.
No, we always try, but...
And Teddy! Teddy's here. Yeah. Hello, Teddy!
And that's the whole point of this. And you know what? We feel safe enough to even have interruptions and do this unedited. I know you struggle with that, Linda, but allowing these to go out unedited, but it was a challenge, and I think we're rising to the occasion and doing that and really being vulnerable in that space also. I don't think we can have the amount of vulnerability that's sometimes needed to be as outspoken as we are about all this if we don't feel that we're in a safe space doing it.
Sorry, I'm too teddy.
And I hope that we are also
too teddy.
Oh, yay to teddy. Ready?
Mom, stop the problem.
Here comes the big one as well. Mm-hmm. And I actually really loved our episode about outspoken self-care as well. So that was episode, what are we? 45.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in 45. So, yeah, that's similar to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And only last week we had teaching our kids about self-care as well. So
is that a bear?
What is a bear? Is that a Quinn that I can see? It is. Hello, Quinn. Hi. Oh, that's a bear's bottom. Oh, dear.
Mom, you're getting a bottom.
Oh, no. Just like that. Sleep anymore.
No.
Bottom.
Oh, no.
Well, I think we can only continue to grow the safety we feel in the space. So I do hope that it's a spot for our listeners, for whoever's listening in and needing something, even like wanting to connect to get more information or to chat about how self-care is. Like, we'd love that channel to be opened up at any point. So I know we'll have more conversation to bring up in our next episode. Always, figuring out the self-care stuff. But in the meantime, I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up here. And as we always say, we hope that you can...
Until next week.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's the one.
That one. Maybe you can unstuck your muck because that's what's coming next, hopefully. Unstucking your muck.
On the Locked Up Lifestyle Care podcast. We're living it, we're dreaming it, we're right here, right now. Thanks so much, Jill.